Yo, yo, what's up, my Goonies? And welcome back to another episode of the Betascape podcast, the podcast dedicated to all things masturbation. In today's episode, we are joined with my guest, Chris Wright Garcia, an innovative non-binary entrepreneur from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Chris is a creative mind behind Leather Daddy Skin Company, a sex-positive, kink-friendly brand serving the BDSM community with its unique leather-scented plant-based skincare products, including Tasty Hole, the world's first flavored body scrub. In this episode, we'll explore Chris's multifaceted journey across gastronomy, acting, and entrepreneurship, all uncensored by their proud identity and commitment to the Bader community. Hey, I hope you enjoy the episode. Thanks for listening. I can hear you. You look great today, by the way.
Thanks. Back at you. I'm loving the Christmas tree decor. Too getting festive with it.
Yeah, thanks. I like it.
Yeah.
It was like there's a long story behind a Christmas tree, but I'm really happy that I have it in my place. And actually, last night, nice. I got around to putting up these Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't see them. But my apartment's so small that, like, when I turn the tree on and the Christmas light, it's like, woof. Like, it's like, I can't go to sleep. I was trying to take a nap last night, and I forgot to turn them off, and it was, like, so insane. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me.
Yeah, now, thanks for having me. It's exciting.
I'm excited as well. Now, do I call you Chris, or do I call you Leather Daddy?
You know, both names have taken on so much like equality right now. There are people that are like, hey, Leather Daddy. And I'm like, oh, you mean me? Oh, cool.
Yeah, you're Leather Daddy, man.
I'll take it. It's, you know, I wasn't expecting to be, you know, to be in the daddy realm so early, but I'll take it.
I know. I feel the same way. I feel like I don't know. Actually, I do know when it turned. I feel like when I started going full gray in my hair, that's when the daddy stuck. And I was just like, yeah. I started getting a little bit of gray, like right after high school, just a little bit. Yeah. Like you really couldn't tell. And then probably about my like mid-30s, it started growing here, like in the front roots. And I was getting away with it. I could dye it, but then it started coming out here. And my friend was like, you look crazy. Like, we could see the root. Like, it was like this long white. And I was like, you know what? I might as well just commit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you like it? I kind of feel worried that I just. Oh, thank you. I always feel worried that people are just like, he's so much older than he really is. And I'm like, no, I'm actually not that old.
Yeah. No, I feel that.
But I don't know. I'm good. What a sweet pup. Who's this? What a sweet dog. I love pups.
This is Barkley, my little rescue, little mutt. He's just kind of dog begging for attention right now. We think he's like part Sheltie and part Dachshund. So he's like a little bit Lassie, a little bit wiener dog. So he's just like, hi, pay attention to me. Hi, Barkley. I'm doing something right now. I love you. And I'll get back to you very soon, okay? Okay, go lay down.
Oh,
lay
down. I can't wait for the day when I like get my own dog. It's been like a dream of mine.
Yeah. I love having him. I have another one running around here somewhere. She is obsessed with me. So she's like my girl.
Well, yeah, I can see why.
Yeah. Hi, Barkley.
I was like, oh, I really want a dog. And then I was like, okay, like I don't know, like should I buy one? Should I adopt? Like there's pros and cons to both, right?
Yeah.
And then someone was like, why don't you go and like volunteer at a shelter and like fill it out? And I was like, oh, that's a really great idea. So then I like went to go volunteer and I applied and I went. And it was not fun. I think I had like a vision that I'd be like full of dogs and I'd be like touching them and training them. Yeah. And they basically just had me like cleaning windows and like taking out trash. And I was like, this is what I signed up for.
And all alone.
Yeah, but I had the idea that I was like, if I'm gonna get a dog, like the dog, I want the dog to choose me. Like I want it to be like my best friend. And I was telling my friend, I was like, if I have that dog, it's gonna go everywhere with me. Like everywhere. And if I can't get in somewhere because of the dog, then I don't even want to go in there in the first place. Like no one's gonna deny this dog and like fantasize road trips and stuff. But tell me, how are you spending the holidays?
Just working. This is my busiest season of the year.
Yeah, I bet.
Everyone like, oh geez, orders pouring like crazy during this time. And now I'm in my like third year, so popularity is kind of like kind of going up a little bit, which is wild still. It's like completely surreal. I'm just like, ah, this is something that I just like started one day. And like, yeah.
Well, tell like me about that. I read on your bio that you were a waiter before.
Yeah. So for like 15 years, I just like waited tables and bartended. I dropped out of college because I was going for an opera major. And I was like, if I want to perform, I'll just like fucking perform. Like, I'm not going to get, you know, a degree to tell me that I can perform. Like, that makes no sense. I don't want to teach anyone. Yeah. So dropped out of college and just like ended up like waiting tables and bartending for like 15 years and just kind of just like got stuck in it. And then the pandemic hit and, you know, lost my job. Like, every restaurant shut down. And the restaurant I was working at was like pretty shady with what they did. Like, they like fired everyone without telling them. So like no one knew. So I was just like, oh, fuck. Like, I'm, yeah, it was, yeah, it's a whole thing. That's a whole other podcast. Like, that's like
That really is a whole different podcast. I had kind of a similar experience with my last organization this past summer.
Yeah. So, so I was just, so I just got like super, I had like a meltdown, like a complete panic attack. I was just like, the fuck do I do? Like, I went from, you know, like running a restaurant and waiting tables, you know, and getting the cash and, you know, just making money to like literally nothing. And this was before, you know, like we knew like what was going to happen. Like, you know, are we going to get checks or was this place going to shut down? Like, is the whole world just fucking done? And so I was like, you know what? I have this fragrance and it smells really fucking sexy. I wear it all the time. And like, everybody loves it. Everybody's like, you smell so good. You smell so good. So I was like, I'm just going to take this and put it into a skincare line. Like 5 years ago, I had like a probably like a 2 year stint working for an organic skincare manufacturing company here in Albuquerque. Which that's a whole other toxic situation too. So, which is another podcast. So we're like, we got the spinoffs working right now. So like I had all that experience, you know, just making like plant-based organic skincare. Yeah. And I use like really, really high-end ingredients and stuff like that. So I was like, you know, let me just like put this out there into the world. I mean, I love my community. I love the leather community. I love the BDSM, the kink community, the sex community in general. Like, that's my people. Mm-hmm. And so, I launched it and it was kind of just kind of like slow going. And then two amazing, amazing people. Are you familiar with What's the Safe Word, Pup Amp, and Mr. Christopher?
No, I really should know these things. I don't.
Yeah, they are amazing, amazing sex educators. They are amazing sex educators. And they have a YouTube show and a podcast and just like a whole thing going. And they're just so, so sweet, you know. And it was during Christmas of 2020. And like, I had sent them something just like, hey, I love your show. I love your podcast. You know, like, here's like a little something, you know, just like to show my appreciation for what you guys do.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, and I was just like, you know, you don't have to post about it, but like if you did, like that would be great. And I was not expecting them to post about it at all. I was just like, you know, they're probably really busy. They have so much going on. And Amp actually tried it and ended up like loving it and was like, he made it a part of his, like, it was like a kinky gift guide type thing. You know, like, here are like favorite things this year. It was
like Oprah's favorite.
Exactly.
Things.
Yeah, exactly. it was exactly like that. And I was watching the episode and then all of a sudden, like, I see my stuff and I'm like, shut up. It was just wild. Mr. Christopher, who I call Daddy, cause he has been an amazing daddy to me for years now. And just one of my dearest, dearest, dearest friends. Daddy thought it was like some like leather coffees. So he just kind of like, you know, dismissed it. He's like, oh, this is cool. Then he like opened it and he like smelled it and he tried it. And he was just like, oh my God, this shit's amazing. Like, oh, what is this? And it was just, and I don't know. And from there, they just kept supporting me and kept talking me up and, you know, and kept, you know, just like posting about my stuff. And everybody started kind of like catching on. And then I just started doing events. And like, now it's my more than full-time job. I went from doing like $2,000 in sales, like my first year, to doing like $200,000 last year. So it's just like,
nice.
It's been
amazing. Congratulations.
Thanks. It has been the wildest ride, but I've created such a great community. And like, I've met so many amazing people And it's just, yeah, our people are way too good to me, and I wouldn't be here without them.
Isn't it wild when you just find, like, just start? Like, I'm going through this right now. Like this, like whatever I'm doing is getting attention, and it's taking me some time. You say it's taking you like about 3 years, right? Or, I always kick myself in the ass because I'm just like, why didn't I start this sooner? And you think back to that phase, and you're just like, what was I going through? Like, did I not believe that people would come through, or did not believe that I had the resources? But it's like, I was thinking about it the other day, and I was like, you know what? I'm so happy that I just started. It's not perfect, but it's growing and it's getting bigger, and like that's really fulfilling. And I just feel like I don't think in my life I've ever had like a real sense of accomplishment more than I am now, what I'm doing now. And I think one of the things that I really appreciate more is just like highlighting people within the community. The soul sexual, the beater, our community. Beater? You're a gooner. Gooner? Are you a
I get really like whenever I bait, I get into my like meditative space, which I mean could be considered gooning, but like I'm not like I'm not like the the traditional gooner, drooling and things like that. I think that's hot as fuck. Like I love watching that. But for me, it's more of like a, I don't know. It's like I am performing for myself because I love performing. I'm an exhibitionist. Like I love like exposing myself out there to the world and just like putting on a show in whatever facet that I happen to be performing in at the time. And so like whenever I like get really deep into the bait, I'm like putting on a show for myself.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do. That's totally right. And so I think it builds upon. Yeah, and I think people all have different ways of gooning. You don't have to necessarily showcase it in like these wild facial expressions. I think everyone has like their own thing. It just really, I feel like it really depends on like the person's personality. Because I've seen people goon and they're just like inward focused, like it's all about me right now, even when they're in a room full of like 10, 20 people, maybe 30 people. Listen,
That
I
sounds
love
like
a
a
good
dream.
orgy. It does. I love a good group seat. That's
Me
amazing.
too. Me too.
So Leather Daddy, it's leatherdaddy.com, correct?
Leatherdaddyskin.com.
Leatherdaddyskin.com, excuse me. And so the fragrance, had you made that fragrance? You made it your own? How did
I make
where'd
everything
you learn how
myself.
to make how did where'd you learn how to make a fragrance? Is it difficult?
I actually recently diagnosed ADHD, so I'd untreated ADHD for so long. So I'm one of those people that like I pick up like a new skill and I just master it because like I really want to know every single detail, every facet. Like I love learning about stuff. I love, I love like engineering things, like taking things apart and just I don't know, just like creating in general. And so I really wanted something that smelled like sexy leather. And I didn't, so I had tried the Tom Ford leather and I was like, okay, this is cool, but like it's giving me a headache. Because I get headaches with like all colognes and all fragrances. So I needed to make one that would work for me. So I don't use like any I don't use any synthetic ingredients, which it turns out like the synthetic fragrances are what gives me a headache. It actually gives most people a headache. Because I get a lot of people that are like, I don't get a headache from your cologne. It's fantastic. Like I don't know what you did. And I'm just like, I used really high quality ingredients is what I did. Like I'm not gonna skimp on, I wanna make more money, so like I'm gonna give you shit. Like, no, that's not my thing at all.
No, I think it's appreciated. I mean, people spend like hard-earned money. You want to give them a really high-end quality product.
And so excuse me, so like this has leather, there's like a little bit of scotch, there's a little bit of vanilla. There's 18 what I call erotic spices. There are so many like natural fragrances out in the world that excuse me, that just like naturally like turn you on.
Yes.
They get the blood flowing. They make you feel sexy. They just like get you going. And so I kind of took all of those and then added like what I thought of like the leather bar scene. And so there's the leather, then there's the scotch, and then there's the vanilla, which is like a little hint of cigar, because cigars sometimes there's like that sweet, that sweet vanilla note in some
Yeah.
cigars. So I was embodying all of that, pretty much like I want my dom to smell like this, like this is what I want. And so just created that, and it's turned out to be one of probably the most popular fragrances like within like the leather BDSM community. I've been featured on there's a show just a great show on Netflix called How to Build a Sex Room. I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh yeah,
It
I
is
haven't, but I've
so
heard of
good.
it.
Yeah, it is so good. So it's this lady. She's like an old British lady. Well, she's probably not old. She's an older woman with like white hair, probably in her.
Mature woman.
Yes, mature. There we go. I was like, I don't know like how old people are. I'm the worst at that. If people are like, how old do you think I am? I'm like, 95. I
Who
don't fucking know.
cares?
I
And you know
can't
what?
tell. Like, don't ask me, people.
I feel like I've made the mistake of asking that question so many times. People are just like looking at me like, does it matter? Like, and then so then I just stopped asking that question because it's like people are just like cool.
So anyway, she's a distinguished woman, distinguished British woman, and she's like a celebrity in her no yeah a celebrity interior designer. And someone asked her one day, like, hey, can you make a sex room for me? And she went down a rabbit hole and was just like, oh, we can do this, we can do this, we can do this. And so she started just like making sex rooms, and that became her thing. Now she makes like high-end sex rooms. And
That's
so
cool.
Netflix gave her a show, and people refer to her as Mary Poppers, because she is like,
That's
because you wouldn't
funny.
expect, she's like, it's like this like
Is she like a
sweet British lady.
demure? Yeah,
Exactly. Yeah.
demure old.
And
Yeah,
then
that's awesome.
she's like, you know what, we need a fuck bench over here. And like,
Fuck.
it's just, I was like,
She's
wow, this is,
hardcore.
oh my God, this is great.
I have a
And she
dream of
started.
having my own sex room too. Maybe I should
Oh,
hire this
me too.
person. Do you have a
She is.
sex room now?
No, I wish.
Oh.
I'm
Yeah,
slowly building a content room, but
a content. Oh, to like make all your stuff. Yeah, that's my goal. I feel like once I get out of this place, like my goal, I mean, we all have dreams, but like essentially like to have like a bait space dedicated. I want it to be a certain color, I want certain fabrics, I want like a lot of
Same.
materials and like sex equipment and all this stuff.
I'll definitely watch
I
that show, because like there's so
yeah.
many ideas and so many things that you're just like, oh, I've never even thought about this. Like, I would never have thought, to put like a wall of like bronze dicks to hold things, as
Oh,
like,
okay.
yeah, as like hat holders, like harness holders and like flogging holders. And so she just builds like these like elaborate, amazing sex rooms that are like beautiful spaces that I would just like
Yeah.
live in like regularly. And in every episode, she used my products, and I had no idea. I like had no clue, but she bought them at a store that carries them in Denver, and then she just started ordering them because she's like, I love these so much. This fits perfect with my aesthetic, and
Yeah.
I only use the best. And I'm going, oh my God, shut up, like shut up. So like I'm sitting here one day, and the show like had just come out, and all of a sudden I'm getting text messages like crazy, and like messages on Facebook and like everything like that. Everyone's like, oh my God, your stuff's on TV right now, like your stuff's on Netflix. And I'm like, are they
That's
talking about
exciting.
something that I was in, like something I was acting in? Like, is that like everything's released right now, so I don't know what it is. And
Yeah.
so someone sends me a link, and I'm like, this is fucking insane. Every episode, I'm like, this is my lotion, or like, this is my body wash. It was just
That's so cool.
wild. And so from there, I just kind of like started going up, like just
So,
going off like crazy.
where are you in stores? Like, where can you typically find people your stuff?
So oh gosh, there's so many now. In New York, you can go to the Leatherman.
Is
In
it
San
like,
Francisco, Mr. S.
Yeah, I love Mr. S.
Yeah, they have been way too good to me. I'm actually going to be a part of their booth now at like all the events. So it's
Oh,
gonna be
nice.
like the little the like Leather Daddy skincare corner by
That's
Mr.
so
S type
cool.
thing. So yeah, they have been absolutely amazing to me. pretty much, gosh, I want to say like almost every state for the most part.
Nice.
Let's see, LA, Rough Trade carried it for a while, but I don't know if they still do. I don't know. They, yeah.
Yeah, right on. I feel like I do like leather. I have a couple of leather pieces, and the last piece that I bought was a leather harness. It's like a V-shaped leather harness that connects to a cock ring. I love
No, I
it.
love those.
But yeah, I bought that, and I've worn it a couple of times, and I feel really sexy in it. I do want to like be
Oh,
able to
yeah.
go. I feel like I should go more. We have the Eagle here in Los Angeles, and I feel like I should go more often. I feel like I definitely want to explore that community a little bit more. Again, it's all this internal like, who am I? Like, can I really do this? I'm like, who are you not to?
Yeah.
I was watching the you should watch, have you seen the, do you know Little Richard? The singer?
Yes.
He has a documentary on HBO called I Am Everything. And I was so inspired by this person. All this to say is that he's just like, don't hold anything back. Like, just show the world who you are. He was so flamboyant and so exuberant, and he had this wonderful career with like highs and lows. And like never once apologetic for anything. And that's where I
Oh
feel like
yeah.
I want to live my life now. Like 2024, like unapologetic. This is what I do. This is who I am. Like I'm a content creator. Like really own that. And I feel like for such a long time, there was like so much shame. And I just feel like,
Yeah.
don't do it to
That's
yourself,
called in
kids.
yeah. That's called imposter syndrome. And you are completely
Yeah.
valid. You are valid. You are the only person thinking those things that you're thinking, those intrusive thoughts. You're the only one thinking them. No one
I
else is
know.
thinking that. And if they
I
are, fuck them.
know.
Like, fuck them. Who cares? Who cares if people
But
think? I've
more
been
often
living
than
my life like
not,
unapologetically just lately, and it's just, it feels so good.
it feels really good. And I feel like more often than not, people are just like, okay, get out of my way. Like, I gotta catch the bus, or I gotta go to dinner. Like, good for you. And I remember coming out when I my last position, when I was my last corporate job, I had an ex coworker, and she was the first person that I told that I did sex work. And she was just like, okay. Like she had this
Just
look
a
at her
cool
face, like
story,
I she's like, yeah, exactly. And I was just like, God, I feel stupid. I thought I was gonna get more excitement for that. She was just like, okay, everybody is like, I don't know what to tell you. And I was like, man,
yeah.
you're right. Like I just feel like it's so, I don't know, it's just a thing that I love to do, and I should be really proud of it.
Oh yeah, be proud of your sexuality, be proud of your body, be proud of your bait. Like, I mean,
Listen, going public with all of this has been so cathartic to me. Like, just people, they're like the love and the support, especially in our community, is so nice. And I'm specifically talking about the beta community. Like, we're so welcoming. Like, there's so many different people on the spectrum and like the sexuality spectrum that people are just like, yeah, just try it. Just like have a really good time. And like working with Bait World, and they've been so really cool with me and like kind of working
I
on
love
their
them. Yeah.
ambassador program.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's been a really fun time.
Yeah.
Tell me about the leather scene in your, where are you based? Can you do, are you okay to say?
Albuquerque. Yeah. I'm in
What's the leather scene
Albuquerque.
out, what's the leather scene out there?
There is a, I'd say like a small community. Everyone kind of keeps to themselves for the most part. But they're like once a night we have a leather night at like one of the bars. Everything's really, it's like really, really like accepting here. So everyone kind of goes everywhere. So like our
Okay.
community isn't, you know, isn't like just at a bar. Like we're like kind of spread out at like all the straight spaces too. And
Okay,
everybody's kind of like
cool.
doing their own thing. So, yeah, it's, Albuquerque's kind of like spread out and people live kind of like all over the, you know, all over outside and inside and just like, you know,
Yeah.
up in the mountains and things like that. So kind of like
That sounds
small
really
groups,
fun.
but yeah, but I got like all my start here. I mean, I was bartending at a gay bar and like my first leather night, this was this was like 2014. So yeah, like almost excuse me, like almost like 10 years ago. And it was like my first ever leather night. And I was working, I was like the first bartender in, and everybody starts to slowly filter in. And I'm going, oh wow, oh damn, oh fuck, that looks hot. And then people are, you know, they're like doing scenes in the corner. And you know, there's someone
That's
on like a
hot.
St. Andrew's cross, just like, you know, up there, just like hanging on, just like getting flogged and just wailing on them. And I'm just going, this is so fucking hot. Like
It's
I've
fun.
got to do this. Like I've got to get into this. And so, you know, I started talking with all the people there that I knew, and I was just like, hey, so like, how do I, you know, kind of like learn more and things like that. And they actually set me up with like some really good resources, including, let's see, there was, oh fuck, what was the first podcast that I listened to? It was like Kink You or something like that. It was just like, you know, like education about that. Then I started listening to What's the Safe Word, and they pretty much are just like educating about kink the entire time. And I'm sitting here going, oh, okay, like I'm going to redirect my trauma into BDSM and leather now. And like I'm gonna reclaim my trauma by like letting it out in, you know, like a, you know, a dominant or a submissive role, because I am a switch. I dom really well from what I'm told, and I sub really well, and I'm gonna like name that and claim that. And just like being a part of that, being able to like let go and just enjoy like the things that you like and the things that get you going. And just, I mean, it's not even about, you know, it's not even about like the actual act of sex, which is kind of like, you know, the beta world. You know, it's not about the act of sex, it's about indulging in this pleasure that makes you happy. And it's kind of like the same thing in the leather world too. And everybody's just kind of so accepting. I mean, there's something for everyone. There are people who are like, you know, deep into it. Like, you know, there's some stuff that I'm not quite into, which I don't yuck anyone's yums. And there's some stuff that I am like insanely into. And it's just everywhere. It's like you just pick and choose and try a little bit of everything here and there.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's like a little
I love it.
smorgasbord. A
Yes,
sex
yes,
smorgasbord. That sounds
yes.
so tasty. Imagine showing up to a party and there's a sex smorgasbord. You're like,
Yeah, I'd be
what do I
down.
want to taste right now? Yeah, I want to go down
Stick my
too.
finger
It's
in
been a
that.
while since I've been to a group play. I feel like I should get on that. I gotta text a
Yeah,
friend later.
I haven't done that either in so long. There's like one group here in Albuquerque that gets together, but it's not, I don't know. I feel like I'm like the kinkiest person in Albuquerque. I know that sounds weird, and I'm probably not, but there are some people, and I'm just like, I end up like doming you when you say you're gonna dom me. So I'm gonna go ahead and like, oh yeah, okay,
Yeah,
this is fun, but like,
I feel like I've definitely grown into like more for sure Dom Daddy. I like it. It suits me. I classify myself like an elder millennial, so I'm like in that kind of like space. And so it's fun to see people express like gender expression and try on different pronouns. I did not grow up with that. And it's like not to say like it's a roadblock, but it's definitely like it's just a whole different generation of thinking, and it's so fun to learn. And I love like following young content creators that are like gender fluid and really talk. It educates me, right? But I'm so secure like that male daddy, like I'm a dude, like I have a dick, like I'm very very happy with that in my life. And so just I'm leaning more into like this daddy role, and it just turns me on too. Like it's a very like
Same.
to my dick. I'm like every time I hear the word dad, I'm like boing. Like
Oh,
what?
yes, it's
And it's
there's this adorable puppy that I've been kind of doing a little thing with over the last couple of weeks, and whenever he calls me daddy, and just it's oh,
Isn't it so
I could
nice too? And
going,
also
and I'm
too,
just like,
like
God damn.
learning that like also really respecting the power that you have as a dad, I think is really interesting to me. Oftentimes I'll get like these sub boys being like, daddy, like, rate me. And I'm just like, please don't use that term with me. I understand what you're trying to feel, but it's not the appropriate word. And they're just like, I'm so sorry. And then you go into like an education role, right? You're just like, it's okay. Like, you can ask my name. And like, it's just fun being able to identify the things that make me feel safe. Oftentimes I refer to as a soft top, so like a soft dom, because I'm
Same.
sweet. Like I'm not a person to like, I'm not into like, I don't like any pain in my sex. Like I don't like people hitting. Sometimes I'm kind of learning to get there, all within like reason. But like I'm not a person to like kind of slap people around. I'm not that. Like I'm very nurturing and take on this very supportive. Like, are you eating today? What did you eat? Like, let's go for a jog. Like, let's watch our health. And like, I really enjoy that, and I take comfort because I think you're right when you referenced a little while ago healing your traumas through sex. I think it's that for me. I think it's like not growing up with an absentee father figure and like being the kind of father that I want to other people.
Oh,
Like
yeah,
it's really
exactly.
healing.
Yeah, it really
Wow.
is. Yeah.
Just had like a really great like light bulb moment.
Epiphany, it's like, welcome to therapy. Let it out. Let it out. Tell me about your
Yeah.
childhood.
And I think it's so fun, like this idea of like healing your trauma through sex. Like it's really fun to explore that and have a great time and like be willing to find people that are willing to like go there with you. It's really exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, what's up, my goons? Beastly here. Hey, listen, I hope you're enjoying this episode thus far, and there's still more to come, but I gotta take a break here and let you know that this episode is being sponsored by Joy Mode. If you don't know what Joy Mode is, it's a sexual performance booster supplement that's all natural and it's science-backed that increases blood flow, firmness, stamina, and performance. And yo, as a masturbator, I'm looking for all those things to be boosted in my sex. It's super cool. It comes in these small, discreet packets that you basically take anywhere with you. And then you just mix it in some water, wait about 45 minutes to an hour for it to kick in, and you're gonna have a really great bait. I've been using Joy Mode for the past couple of dates for my baits, and let me tell you, it gives me that extra bit of energy, which then makes me that much hornier. It's really subtle, but it's super effective. And I've tried other products, like I've gone to those random liquor stores to buy those fake pills behind the counter. Those don't work, dude. All they do is increase my anxiety, and that's not what I want in my bait. So Joy Mode, think of it as like a pre-workout for your sex. So not only does it support you in the bedroom, but it also increases like blood vessel support, cardiovascular and heart health, athletic performance, your overall blood pressure, and just general erection function. And as a masturbator, I want my erections to function all the time. It's definitely been a game changer for me. So I want you to go out and try this stuff. Use joymode.com and get 20% off with code Beastly at checkout. So that's 20% off with free shipping with code Beastly and use it at joymode.com. Joy mode, man. Great sex. Solve naturally. All right. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of this episode.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't know that I liked impact play.
Tell me more about impact play.
So impact play, that's even just like thinking about it, I'm like,
You're like,
so
that's on
that
me.
is yeah, like, hey, how you doing? Impact play is like the use of different instruments to impact the body, whether it be, like paddles or spankings or riding crops. Like that's my favorite thing, is like the horse riding crop,
Yeah,
like
like the leather, like,
fucking yes, just like
wow.
beat the fuck out of me with that, and like, oh yes please, I love that. I love floggers, like I love being flogged. It's just
Ooh.
it's just like a such a
And then
fucking
the
great
flogger is
thing.
like the different tentacles?
Yeah,
The leather?
it's kind of like tassels. It's like a big
Tassels.
giant leather tassel, which
That's a better word.
that's
Tentacles.
like
I
yeah, that's why
was thinking
people are
about
into
those like
tentacle porn. It's like,
monster. I was thinking about those monster dildos with the it's like a
oh my,
tentacle.
I wish I had I wish I had the drive to want to try one of those. They look awesome
Same.
as fuck, but I'm like,
Bro, same.
I don't think my butt works that way.
Same. Oh my God. For the longest time, I was like, I was convinced I didn't have a prostate. I do have a prostate. I've tried
Oh
different times, but I really do wish I watch these men and they're playing with their, prostates and they have these amazing, like they're having a ball and I'm just like, I want that. And I don't think, I don't know, maybe I need like a dom to like teach me a little something.
I have a great prostate massager, a great prostate massager that I love using, and it hits in like the right space, and like whenever I bait too, I'll pretty much massage like the outside. You know, like the taint area, almost like it's a clit, like the same kind of motion there, like as I'm baiting and just fuck, God,
Yeah,
it's
because I feel like you feel your cock through your taint. Like I do.
oh
Like
yeah
it's like,
yeah
it's like a
definitely
muscle, so you're just like, oh,
yeah and your prostate's
fucking
like right there,
flick
like, oh yeah,
it.
yes. And I love CBT, and sometimes you get down there in that area too with CBT, and I'm just like, ah, oh, this is great. Like, I didn't know my body could do this. Why did no one teach me? Like, you can enjoy pleasure in this like immense, just like carnal, primal way, and just
That's so cool. Like, it's always such a journey to, like, even on the sex, be like, just like, oh, you get to try all these different things. I'm like, I don't know. It's fun to, like, really push your limits, I think, and just, like, really explore and let yourself, like, you know, step outside the box a little once in a while. And
Oh,
those aren't
definitely.
terrible. I was like, try it. You know, you might like this, you might like that. Maybe you don't. You get better at one thing, you get better at the other.
And you
But
don't
yeah,
know if you like it until you try it.
That's exactly right. So tell me about some of the products that you have back there. Like, what are some of your favorites, or what do you feel like the consumer likes?
Oh, these. Oh, I didn't even notice them. just my regular decor in my house.
Just regular decor.
Let's see. Well,
I did tell
since
you that I
we're
bought some of your products. I bought a t-shirt. I think I bought a
yes,
t-shirt. It was
yes.
a Bader t-shirt and it's some socks.
Nice.
It was the
Oh,
color
thanks so
one,
much.
the Bader color ones.
Oh, the retro Bader one. Yes, I
Yeah,
love
because I
that
was
one.
like, oh,
That
I like
one's
your stuff. I was like, who's this
thank you.
cutie signing all
It's
this stuff out? I'm gonna buy his stuff.
available in like a
Yeah.
sticker.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's exactly the one I got. Yep.
Nice. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I recently started doing merchandise because I was like, I have all these ideas, and like,
It makes sense.
I want to turn my brand into like a kink community. So I'm making something for everyone. That's like my goal now. So I'm hitting every single kink, and I want to see how can I improve your time and your kink. So
Oh,
recently
thank
started
you.
doing the Daddy's Cum Rag,
Hot.
which
Dominate your
also
day. That's hot.
yes, yeah, thank you. It's the most popular tank top that I sell. Like honestly, it sells like crazy. So many people. And it's wild because I'll just be like, just like scrolling Twitter and jerking off, and then I'm like, oh, someone's wearing my shirt. That's really fucking cool.
That is cool.
Do you know Popper's God?
Yes.
Yeah, fucking God, Jesus. Oh, that man, I just want to like, I just want to get on my knees and just fucking like take me, own me, like fucking do everything.
Yeah, he definitely
I
knows what he's
was,
doing, that
oh yeah, I was like going down the rabbit hole of his Twitter one day, and then I'm looking, and I'm like, oh my God, he's wearing like two of my shirts. This is like so cool. Wow, this is like really fucking great. And I'm
Bader's
like,
supporting Bader. That's what it's all about,
yes,
man. I
yeah.
love that
So
shit.
I recently designed this one because I was like, I want like an artsy elbow thing, like Alvaline. I just want it to like be like fun and artsy, so it's not too obvious, but you could just have it, just like laying around or whatever.
Definitely.
So yeah, like started like the merch and stuff. Actually started a brand called Bader Brand. So it's Bader Brand. And that's where all that stuff's available. And
Nice.
then Tasty Hole was one of the first things I ever made. So I made this in 2018 and barely did anything with it. So it didn't do much. So this is the world's first flavored body scrub. You literally scrub your butthole in the shower. At the very
Okay.
end of your shower, it
Okay.
is made of there's coconut oil, there's a cactus wax, there's a large grain sugar. So you scrub, scrub, scrub. It exfoliates all like like the dead skin, gross smelling things, and just exfoliates all that away. And it leaves you nice and hydrated, and it also leaves you flavored. So people who are like, I don't want to get my ass eaten because I'm like I'm afraid it's gonna taste, or people who are like.
Me.
Yes. Or people who are like, I don't like eating ass because of the taste. Bam, I made this for them. So I have right now I have like I think I have six or seven flavors actually. I have two holiday ones. There's one that just came out, it is gingerbread, BREAD. And that smells and tastes just like gingerbread cookies.
It took me a while.
And then there's a pumpkin spice, which is nearing its end of the season.
Yeah.
And then there's a glazed donut hole. There's peach ring. There's cherry gobbler and hot vanilla latte, and also lemon pound cake.
I feel
So
like maybe
very
the peach
sexual.
ring. I feel like I should
Everyone
have that on
loves it.
stock for when my like boys come over, and I'd be like, "Hey, listen, go take a
No,
shower.
seriously.
Make sure you
Like
use
scrub
this
this real quick.
stuff because I'm gonna get in there." And I love eating ass, so it's probably a really
Oh,
great
me
idea
too.
for me.
Yeah.
Maybe I
I
should just use it
love
on
eating ass.
myself.
Oh yeah,
Isn't
oh
it
yeah. You could
fun?
use it on your feet too. Like use it like everywhere. You could
Ooh.
use it all over your body. I mean, people tell me all these crazy places that they use it. And I'm just like, this is really, really cool. Like,
That's
I'm
awesome.
so glad that you were having amazing sex. I mean, this year alone, I've sold like 3,000 jars of Tasty Hole.
Doesn't it turn you on to know that people are using your product to have
Oh
really
my
great
God,
sex?
it gets me so fucking hard.
Just
Like,
sit there and be like, I wonder how many people are having sex using my shit.
yeah, I want people to think of me like while they're fucking. Like, I want them to associate me with their sex.
Well,
It's like, it gets me there a little
they
bit.
can also go to your Twitter watch.
Yes.
Hey.
Ginger
That's
Dad
a
Pod started. That started as like, my like, this is where I'm gonna go look at porn type thing, no face, like things like that, because I am an actor as well, and like I do film and I do TV. And this last year I was like, you know what? I'm tired of separating the things, I'm tired of having, like a secret like thing. Like, if they don't want to hire me as an actor, like fuck it. I've got a giant career, now. So like I can buy my own way into film. Like, like
I
it doesn't matter. So I'm gonna be myself. I'm gonna put my dick out there on the internet. I'm gonna do whatever I want because like fuck it. The world is ending, it's burning, like temperatures are rising, the seas are
that's
rising, like
I feel the same way. Like I sometimes get into like these in my head. I'm just like, oh my God, like everyone on the internet's gonna everyone's seeing me naked, like the whole world could just see me naked. And I'm just like, I don't care. Like seeing me naked doesn't devalue anything else that I do. Like it
Exactly.
doesn't take
Yeah.
away from my power, it doesn't take away from my podcast, it doesn't take away from all these other shit. Like if you feel that it does, then that's on you. Like you obviously need to come to terms with your own sexual identity and sexual power, but don't fuck shit on my parade, bro. Like it's
Yeah,
fun. Like I
exactly.
love like just
Oh
showing my
yeah.
shit off.
Like, I love when people walk up to me, like at events and they're like, "Oh my gosh, I follow you. Like, I just love your stuff." And I'm going,
I love
"Shut the
it.
fuck up." Like, "Oh my God, like
You get
stop
those
it." Like, this
DMs, and
is
people are just
so
like,
cool.
you're so hot. They're just like,
Yes.
ah.
I'm like, oh, thank you. Because I was like, okay, so when I was in school, I was literally the kid with cooties. Okay,
Oh,
like
wait, why?
the kid, because I had red hair, I was chunky, I had glasses, I was obviously gay, like was just like the social pariah, that was like off in a
Yeah.
corner all by myself. But that was totally fine because now I'm the person I am today, and it's
Like I don't think I've ever, I was the same. Like growing up, I was never the person that people were like were hit on. Like I never really had relationships growing up. Like I was kind of like doing my own thing. Like I was like the weird, freaky kid that like was renting or checking out books in the library on aliens. And like all the
love
other cool kids were doing all this other shit. But now I'm just like really owning my power. But still, like I still love aliens. It's really fun. I want to play a game with you. So I
Nice.
invented this new thing. It's called Gooner Go. And
Okay.
so basically, I just kind of lift off, I list off things that I come across or I find interesting, and either you goon for it and you love it, or it's just gotta go.
Okay, I'm ready for this.
Okay, cool. So they're really random. There's like no rhyme or reason to any of this stuff. Okay.
Okay.
I have a list here. So the first item is sun tea.
No.
I've
I'm a
never had
beverage
sun tea
snob,
before.
okay?
I just like I think I heard it on like do you listen to a podcast Very Delta?
No, I don't. I
Do you
don't.
know how Delta Work is, a drag
Yes.
queen? Excuse me. Okay, so I love her podcast. So like she has in the beginning of her podcast, it's Read Me Delta, and it's basically her just reading on like shit. Like she just reads, and this house group called, I think they're called Boy 2K. I think they're like a house. They remixed her reading. In one of their tracks, it's a hot track, I'll send it to you. But in the track, she's reading, she's like, she doesn't want to live in an apartment anymore. She's like, I want my own Christmas trees. I want my cat to live inside. I want to make sun tea on the front porch. And I was like, oh, sun tea sounds really nice.
Okay,
So I was like,
so I grew up in West Texas. So like, redneck, hillbilly, oil, like all that stuff. And sun tea was a thing all the time. And it
Really?
literally, you just like take tea bags in water and just put it outside. It's honestly just like cold brew. That's all it is.
Does it not taste different because it's brewed by the sun?
No, it doesn't do anything different. People, it's just it's it. So there was a brand that started selling like sun tea, sun tea jugs and pitchers and like sun tea pouches and like all this stuff. So that's how it became a thing because like everybody in the South is like, mean, everybody in Texas in the South, they get very like, they all get like group obsessed with like one thing. You know, they're like,
Sure,
this
sure.
is my, you know, this is my Yeti cup, or this is my Sun Tea jug, like, you know, things like that.
Got
So
it.
I
So
just
there's
like,
really
it's
no
all
difference. You could just like make the tea in-house. It's the same.
exactly.
All right. All
Exactly.
right.
It doesn't
Okay,
do
so
anything. It drives me crazy. I hate when people are like, you want some sun tea? I'm like, no, I
okay, so
don't.
it's gotta go.
No, it's
Let's
gone.
get
It's
a
gone.
Sun Tea, you're gone. Okay, number two, aliens.
Oh,
A
okay,
goon for
goon.
aliens.
Okay, goon. So I'm a
Okay.
huge Trekkie. I don't know if you can see like my like Star Trek tattoos on here. So like my Klingon tattoo right there.
Oh
But like, yeah, I'm a
See, I
huge,
knew I
huge
liked
sci-fi
you.
nerd. I love aliens. Like I love like there
Fucking
are
love
aliens out
aliens.
there. And right now they're
Oh yeah.
driving by going, these
Yep.
bitches, roll up your fucking windows, lock the
Yep.
doors, kids, stay away from Earth right now. Yeah. So goon
I
for
always
them
like
all
I
day.
love to like really I'll like dive into a deep hole on the internet and just like research shit. But I love just being like thinking about my own shit. Like I'm just like, what if there's a planet where it's just completely covered by water? Like the sky's the limit. Like there's infinite amounts of universe in our space. And to think that, like, what if there's just air? What if it's just energy? Like these people, like these orbs of like, it's just so wild, right? I
No,
goon
I
for
totally feel you.
aliens.
Yeah, same.
Number three, vegan ice cream.
So I can't do dairy anymore, so I'm gonna have to goon for it, but
Yeah,
like
I'm gonna have
not
to
by choice. Not my fucking
The
choice.
reason
Like,
why I was hanging out with a couple of friends this past weekend, and there's a vegan ice cream shop in Silver Lake by my place, and I was like, oh, like it's so bougie, like I love, like if you make it right, it tastes really good. But I love ice cream, and you're right, I can't have it anymore. I feel like as I've gotten older,
yeah.
my body's just
It's
like,
like,
bro,
Yep.
we're not
It's like,
gonna
nah,
do
bitch,
this.
you done. Cows and meat, no more. I haven't had like cow milk in probably like over a decade now.
Same,
And
yeah, I
just,
feel like.
yeah. I mean, like, I still love cheese, which is, you know, I eat cheese and like my stomach's like, oh, fuck you.
I
So,
know. Sometimes I get a really strong urge for like a pepperoni pizza, and I'm just like, I'm gonna devour this, and I'm just like a couple of hours later, I'm just like, kill me now.
I have like a giant thing of lactaid right now, just like at the ready.
Nice. That's a good idea. Okay, if you're gonna go to a vegan ice cream, what's your flavor?
So Rocky Road is always like my go-to because
Okay.
it's so simple that if you fuck up Rocky Road, all of your other ice creams suck. Like, I don't
Says a
care.
lot
Like,
about
I
you.
won't. Yeah. It
You're
doesn't.
like a little
Done.
rocky.
Just a little bit, let me tell
Awesome. Okay, so we
you.
gooed for vegan ice cream.
Yes. Yeah.
Next, fisting. Goon or go.
Gosh. All of my dear friends are fisters, and for me personally, it's a go. But for like me appreciating it, it's a goon because like,
Yeah.
yeah. And I'm actually working on a new product for fisters. So like,
Oh, nice.
yeah.
Well, there you go. You
So I
listen
just,
to your consumer. You give them what they need.
yeah. I mean, like all my friends are like, I want like a better alternative to this, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll make it
Yeah.
happen. So kind of working on that, and so I guess kind of like in the both. So I'm gonna go goon for it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go goon for it too. I feel like overall, I do enjoy it. I remember, kind of when I first started out of like my sex journey, I would have watched these videos and I'd be like, oh my God, that's intense. Like I couldn't really get into it. And then over the years, I'm just like, where's my rose bud? Give it to me. Like I'm just like
I love
wanting
that.
it. And yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely goon it for fisting. That's good stuff. Next, SZA. Do you listen to SZA?
Okay, so I am so bad with like what's hot and popular right now because I listen to like one album until I have it memorized, and then I move on to another album, and it's like I go down these rabbit holes. So I'm pretty sure that one day I will be in like a SZA rabbit hole, and I'll probably goon for her then.
What's on heavy rotation for you now?
Right now I'm listening to Måneskin. I don't know if you ever heard of them, but
Oh
they're
yeah,
like,
the Dutch band? Is it, are they Dutch?
Italian. I
Okay,
think they're
cool.
Italian or like Romanian. Oh gosh, Italian. Their songs are in Italian. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Their songs are in
Nice.
Italian. Gosh. Now I'm like, fuck, where are they from? Like,
You know who I
I might get
started
offensive.
recently going on? Cher.
Okay, Cher has been, first of all, her like
I know.
never fucking ages, and she And that like Christmas song is stuck in my head, and I heard it like a
I
week
woke up this
ago.
morning singing "If I Could Turn Back Time." I was like, "Why am I singing this
Oh, you're
shit?" Oh,
go
because I
back,
watched.
go back time.
Do you know the YouTube? I don't know what the YouTuber's name is, but she has a YouTube called Chicken Shop Date. She basically interviews these celebrities at a chicken shop. She's English. Anyway, Cher was on the latest one, and I was like, she's a bad bitch, Cher. She's a baddie,
Yeah.
dude. She
Oh
gives a
yeah,
fuck.
she does. She does not give one fuck. She is like,
Not a single
this is
fuck.
me. Like, baby, like, bitch, hair flip. She still does, always does a fucking hair flip. I'm like, you're gonna break your wrist or something one day.
I
Like,
was looking at a
she looks
friend's.
so good.
She does. I was looking at her friend's Instagram, and it was like it was a plain Christmas tree, and all they had was a picture of Cher. And I was like, okay, Cher's cool. She's like, whatever. But then I become a fan lately. She's dope,
Oh
especially.
yeah.
And then I was like, I can't wait till I get to that age. I think she's like over 70, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so as well. Yeah. Have you
It's at
heard
that.
the oh, go ahead, sorry.
I was gonna say, I'm excited to be at that age where you just really don't give a fuck. You're just like, this is it. Like, I'm on my way
Oh
out. You're
yeah.
gonna take this out. Well, what were you gonna say?
So there is a fantastic musical that was running on Broadway called The Cher Show, and it was fucking amazing. So if you're into Cher, check out the Cher Show musical.
Right.
Listen to the entire album. There are three actors who play Cher at all points in her life, and it's like all of her hits, but they're done in like like it stays so true to her, and these actors sound just like her. It's oh my God, it's insane. It's such a good musical. So if you're into Cher, check out the musical because it's like emotional and just fantastic.
I'm gonna definitely go back into like a back catalog. I want to like do I like I want to really go into like the Sunny and Cher shit. Like the time, how much
Oh
is there a
yes, oh,
documentary on her?
I love
I'm gonna
that.
find
Probably like a
that.
billion of them now.
Yeah, probably. I want her to like give me her real one. Next, Tammy Brown. Do you know this drag queen?
Tammy Brown. Oh gosh, I'm so bad with drag stuff. Yes, I like silently just like walk away when people start talking about drag because I don't want to feel. I'm like, I don't have anything to add to the conversation.
This
I don't have
drag
time.
queen, the reason I pick it up is because I had a friend come over and we were gooning over Tommy Brown because she's so quirky, this person. Like, she's so not like, just research Tammy Brown.
Okay.
You'll
Okay.
goon. You'll go.
Love it.
Next, spit as lube.
No, God, that
No,
is
same.
so
That's gotta
like
go.
painful and dangerous and like
Yep.
causing fissures and like that's how bacteria and just infections and like no. There was one guy who tried it one time and I was like, "The fuck are you doing? Like,
Yeah.
I this is not a vagina. It does not self-lubricate." Like, no.
The reason that came up is because I was having a debate session with a person, brand new person that I met. And we were jerking off, and I pulled out lube, or I pulled out some grease, and they were so offended. They were like, "I don't want any chemicals on my body. Like, what is this made of? How would you not? Why would you even ask?" And he was like, "I only use spit." And I was like, "Spit's not gonna work for me, brother. Like,
No,
it dries up way too quickly.
yes, you
You
can't
can't really
glide for
do much
shit,
with
and like
it.
you gotta keep
Don't know."
spitting every like 5 seconds. Like,
That's exactly right. And I don't have a lot of
save the spit
saliva,
for
so
all over my face as you're fucking me. Like, that's where I want the spit.
I like that. That's hot. All right,
That's where I
it's
want.
gotta go. Don't use lube. No, I mean, excuse me, don't use spit as lube. Use Lola Daddy skin as
Yes,
lube.
I have some massage oil, and I'm
See?
working on a little something special soon.
Ooh.
So, oh, I know, I
I'm
know.
excited for that to come out.
It's gonna
Wait,
be
let me take
fun.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, body odor.
Oh, I love it.
Do you?
I love musk. Like, I mean, like, oh, right
Okay.
now, like,
So I feel like
fucking
this is a little bit of
love it.
conversation. So I'm gonna goon for it, but I'm gonna only goon for like natural musk odor. Like
Yeah.
if you
Yes.
got like dookie booty, or like if you're like
Oh, yeah.
straight out of
No.
a
Yes.
gym and you're like just when it starts to get really pungent and like really germy, that's when I'm like have to call a timeout. But like if we're
Yes.
having sex and you're working up a nice little sex odor and the butt's a little musky and the balls get a little sweaty, that's fine with.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. It's like if it smells dangerous, then no. You know what I mean? Like if your body's like,
It smells dangerous.
that's what
Fucking
I'm not.
danger. There should be like red
Yeah,
lights.
exactly. Yeah. But like, you know, my daddy, his pits smell like, oh, they get like rank, and you would think like, oh gosh, this is no, but oh no, once you get in there, it just like it turns me into just like poppers, and I'm just like like
Maybe that's what I.
headspace, like
Maybe I
takes me
should just give it
straight into
more of a time.
subspace. Yeah, I love it. Like I love pits. It's
I'll
one of
think
my
about it. I
favorite
feel like
fucking things.
I'll give it like a semi good. Sandwiches. You a fan of sandwiches? Like goofy
I grew up
sandwiches.
poor, okay? I grew up so poor that we had sandwiches all the fucking time, and
Okay.
they could go. Like I'm so done. My husband did not grow up poor, so he's like, "Oh, let's have sandwiches." And I'm like, "No.
You're like
Like we have money now. Like I'm not gonna have a fucking sandwich. So I'm
it's
gonna
money.
go." It's
All right.
gotta go.
Let's get these sandwiches out of here.
That is like a controversial topic too. Like my
It
take
is.
on that is controversial.
Well, I feel like I just feel like if I like sandwiches, I mean, like, it's a good cost effective, meal. But I feel like I've always wanted to like get like a really great like artisan sandwich somewhere. Like, I don't think I've ever really experienced like high top quality bread and really nice meats and like, go a lot on a sandwich. I don't know. If anybody knows of a fancy sandwich maker out there watching this, let me know.
Love
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Last.
that.
I'm trying to feel which one should I give you? This is a good one. Calling an asshole a pussy. Gooner go.
I've gotten into it actually lately. Whenever I dom a boy who is into it,
Yes.
there's always discussion first. Because I don't want to misgender anyone, and I don't want to add gender where it doesn't belong. So, it's always a discussion like, hey, how do you prefer to have your hole referred to as? Like, you always have discussions before you do kink stuff anyway. So you're not taking anyone out of the scene. Back in the day, whenever people would say it to me, I was like, you're just kind of taking me out now. Like, I'm no longer, it's not my thing. Like I don't personally like mind called that, but I tell people that. I'm like, hey, so here's how I prefer to have it referred to as a whole. Like, so yeah, in the
So
middle,
wait,
I guess.
are we gooning for it? We're gooning for it. We're
Yes,
gooning
fuck it, we're
for it
going
with
for it.
consent. With consent.
Yes, with consent, exactly. Yes, with conversation, with yeah,
Yeah, no, that's a
responsible
good call.
gooning.
That's a good call. But that was Gooner Go. That was
Yeah,
fun, right?
nice. That, yeah, that
Yeah,
was great.
I think we did a great job. Thank you so much for being on the podcast with me. I had such a great time learning more about you and your product. I
Yeah.
think you're doing a really great service for the community. Everyone needs to go buy some Leather Daddy skin products. Smell great. Make your butthole taste like peach rings.
Nom nom
But where else can people find you, like on socials and stuff?
On Twitter, I am at Ginger Dad Bod. Just for fans, Ginger Dad Bod, Bait World, Ginger Dad Bod, Leather Daddy Skin Co. is most of my other socials there. So I use my business one as like a personal one kind of too. So it's just like it's all me kind of.
Yeah,
So
it's all you. I love that. And I'm gonna have all
yeah.
these links down in the description box so people can start typing links. And I love that you still call it Twitter. I'm forever gonna call it
Oh
Twitter.
yeah, gosh, I was like, how can I, like, if I call it X, it sounds so fucking weird.
It's stupid. It sounds
Like
dumb.
it's so dumb. And I'm a Taurus, so like I don't do change. I'm like, you can't just change the name of something I've been using for like 15 fucking years.
You're totally right. You're totally right. All right, cool. Thanks so much. I want to thank Chris again. Thank you for your time. And we're going to see everyone on the next episode of the Beta Escape.
Bye.